Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
Going back to that idea of the visual, the auditory, and the kinesthetic, I have a good friend. And when we were having this conversation around that idea of the visual, the auditory, and the kinesthetic, she got this like little smile on her face. And it was like a light bulb went off and she just goes, that makes so much sense. Why? I'm visual. And when people say, do you hear what I'm saying? I feel like they're yelling at me, right? So yeah. It doesn't matter what I say, it's what she heard.
Yeah, right? I love that.
So powerful when we can start to identify that. And, you know, we have to take that as feedback. And this is why that flexibility, whether someone's in sales or a leadership role or whatever that is, our ability to identify and see how people are taking on the language that we're presenting to them, well, we can then adapt accordingly to communicate and create better relationships, build trust faster. So many different benefits come from that.
Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast. It's the series designed to provide the tips and tools that will help you cut through the chaos and create the clarity that will transform your business and life as a leader. Always remember, clarity creates confidence, and confidence ignites momentum. Today, I had the opportunity to have another conversation with Ray Chaffardini, and Ray joined us a while back, and it's so great to have him back on. We're going to discuss lots of stuff all around the power of language and the language you use in your business and in your personal life. And now we'll get right into it with Ray Chaffardini. Hey, Ray, welcome to the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast. It's great to have you back here today.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate you having me back.
I'm really excited today to talk all about language. And you and I are both coaches. There's so much stuff around the language we use in our businesses, the language that other people are using with us, and all of the things around that, whether it's for our businesses or our personal lives. Language is such a key piece of what we do every day. And people seem to underestimate it sometimes, but it's very powerful.
I absolutely agree. It's how we take our inner world and express that to the outer world. Like you said, whether it's in a coaching relationship or in a leadership role, how we communicate with the people around us, it does. It makes all the difference.
With the work that you do, how do you sort of break up the different parcels of language? And what, you know, when you're looking at some of this stuff, you're very good at picking your language. You know, in all of our conversations that we have, and we speak fairly regularly every morning on a Clubhouse room, Empowered Life, but all of those things, you craft your words. Tell me a little bit about how you arrange that, why you do it, and the power of that.
Yeah, I appreciate that question, Pete. So two beliefs. One comes from my field of study, and that's the idea that the meaning of communication is the response that we get. The way that I interpret that is it doesn't matter what I say, it matters what you hear. Now, because of that, and this is another belief that I hold, or just something I work to live by with my language, is that I believe that precision in language is important. And it's not just precisely trying to express what I desire to get across, it's to formulate that communication in a way that it's best received by the person that I'm trying to communicate that to.
Some people look at things visually, right? Other people hear, they're auditory, and other people are more tactile. Talk a little bit about that and how we're framing some of the language, even around how people absorb the language.
I love that question, Pete. You're absolutely right that we all have visual, auditory, kinesthetic components to how we take on the world, right? We have our five primary senses, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory being smell, and gustatory being taste. And we typically experience the world visually, auditorily, and kinesthetically. Just to clarify that, most people aren't going around smelling other people to see if they like them or licking walls to see where they are, right? Yeah. So having said that, yes, we all experience the world using those three primary, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, and we typically lean on one. We hear this in language. You may have someone who says, I see what you're saying, or I hear what you're saying, or yeah, I feel you. when we start to identify that and we can start to speak to people in the language in which they're speaking to themselves, it just resonates in a different way with that individual, and we can communicate with them in the way that they're currently communicating with themselves. And it's so powerful.
So when you're doing that, are you saying basically, like, if somebody says, I hear you, you should be saying, do you hear me? When those kind of things, are we mirroring essentially? Is that the suggestion?
That's a great strategy. You can use those words back. And if there's enough of that, even something a second ago where I made the comment, you know, it resonates with people, right? Resonating, right. That's an auditory word, right? Mm-hmm. So absolutely, if I notice that, repeating back those words, going in that same see, can you visualize that? What picture popped into your head? All of those types of words, I'll stay in that vein.
No, I love that whole concept. And I mean, that's an NLP concept, right?
It is. And NLP, without going into, you know, the long history of neurolinguistic programming, it was based on modeling. Mm-hmm. And what the founders and creators of NLP did was they went out and they just modeled excellent communicators. And they found that this was something that those great communicators were doing. They were identifying how people were expressing themselves, and they found a way to identify what those are and then be able to model those language patterns to better connect with people.
What are other great ways that people can acknowledge or understand better using proper language?
That's a great question, Pete. So we've talked about the idea of the representational systems, the visual, the auditory, the kinesthetic. Other ways in which we can use our language is if you've ever spoken to someone, and maybe you've heard these sayings before, like their head is in the clouds, or they're stuck in the weeds, right?
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Some people will use more abstract language, right? And those are potentially big picture thinkers. They aren't necessarily in the weeds, right? And then you have the people who are in the weeds, and then you start talking about these big ideas and they just get overwhelmed, right? So even the abstraction or the specificity of our language, there are a lot of different ways that we can recognize how people are communicating, what's going on inside of them. And then, as you said, match and mirror, right? We can mirror that language, or we can match that language. And through that process, if we can meet people where they are, we can slowly start to guide them in other directions. Meaning that if I am speaking to someone, maybe a coaching client who is just thinking big picture, right? And they can get stuck there and they don't know that first step to take. Well, if I can meet them there, and I can slowly guide them into the details, well, that takes flexibility and language on my part, right? Because again, going back to the idea that the meaning of communication is the response that we get, I need to meet them where they are to potentially move them to another place.
I love that. The meaning of communication is the response that we get. Mm-hmm. And I know you've said that already, but why don't you explain that just a little bit more for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. If you believe what I believe, that to mean that it doesn't matter what I say, it's what you hear. Going back to that idea of the visual, the auditory, and the kinesthetic, I have a good friend. And when we were having this conversation around that idea of the visual, the auditory, and the kinesthetic, she got this like little smile on her face. And it was like a light bulb went off, and she just goes, that makes so much sense. Why? I'm visual. And when people say, do you hear what I'm saying? I feel like they're yelling at me, right? So it doesn't matter what I say, it's what she heard.
Yeah, right? I love that.
So powerful when we can start to identify that. And, you know, we have to take that as feedback. And this is why that flexibility, whether someone's in sales or a leadership role or whatever that is, our ability to identify and see how people are taking on the language that we're presenting to them, well, we can then adapt accordingly to communicate and create better relationships, build trust faster. So many different benefits come from that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people that listen to this podcast are entrepreneurs and in sales. I mean, most entrepreneurs are in sales because they own their business and they're leaders, and every leader is selling. Mm-hmm. How can we use this to be better salespeople?
Yes, such a phenomenal question. I have a quick example I can share, and I think for your business owners, I think that this is applicable or anyone. It's the recognition that different words mean different things to different people. And there's this great exercise that I learned years ago. Let's say you have a bunch of people in front of you, and I would set this up to say, hey, I'm going to give you a word. And in a moment, I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to write down the first five words that come to mind. And in exercise, I often give the word success. So if you're listening and you want to try this with the word success, have the people in front of you write down the first five words that they think of when they hear the word success. And every time I've done this, Pete, I've done this in, you know, smaller groups, 10, 12 people, all the way up to hundreds of people. And it's so phenomenal that no one ever has the exact same five words. You know, occasionally you get people that get three, and if there's going to be, you know, whatever fraction of the room, maybe they have one. And what that tells me is that if we're having a conversation and your five words are money, Vegas, or whatever it is. And mine's like charity and, you know, all of those things. And I ask you, do you want to be successful? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, great. Let me show you how to be successful. Well, we're having two different conversations.
From our perspective, it's the same. But again, from their perspective, it could be very different, right? Because they're hearing it differently.
Absolutely, right.
And I really think that's an interesting perspective. And I'm so glad you brought that up today. We need to be conscious about this stuff when we're talking to people. We need to be conscious about, and instead of just talking, that's where I like to say, you know, we need to have big ears and a small mouth. From that perspective, we really need to listen to their language in order for us to use the appropriate language for them.
Absolutely. And I think it's appropriate to ask.
Yeah.
And find out what those things mean. And there are a lot of books written on the topic, even things like the five love languages, right? You hear people talk about, well, quality time. Well, what does quality time mean to you? Because, I mean, I'll tell you, my girlfriend and I, we have drastically different definitions of quality time. Mine could be sitting on the couch for 2 hours watching a show together. Hers is me talking to her for 2 hours. Neither is right or wrong. Yep. They just mean two totally separate things.
Ultimately, it's still called quality time, right? Mm-hmm. So it's quality time for you, quality time for her, but two different things. That's, I think, where the main problems lie, is the generic sort of terms and phrasings of these things. And how we perceive things often creates confusion on the other person's part. And that's where we get the disconnects. We get disconnects with our customers. We get disconnects with our family. We get disconnects with our friends, because we just assumed that crazy word, make an ass out of you and me, right? Mm-hmm. We assumed that they knew what we were talking about.
And in certain situations, contextually, it could be appropriate. If I say I'm angry in the middle of a conversation, chances are you aren't going to stop me and say, so what exactly do you mean by angry, right? Because you've experienced it before. Yeah. And in those situations where, hey, I want to help you be successful, well, if I just assume I know what that means for you versus asking, hey, what does success look like for you? Or what would it sound like if you were successful here, right? Again, going back to that visual auditory, asking those questions and figuring out what it means to the individual, it matters. And in sales, that matters, right? What would a win in this relationship look like for you, rather than just assuming that what I'm about to present is the win?
Ray, give us another tip around language that you might have up your sleeve that our listeners would like to hear.
Here's a great one for helping people uncover resources. And it's a phrase, if you will. So occasionally as a coach, or you're leading people and you may ask someone, you know, they come to you and they present some sort of challenge, right? And, you know, we've talked about this before, where you can be a professional problem solver, or you can help them to uncover whatever solution they need. And you'll have people say things like, well, you know, I don't know what to do here. And this language right here, very simple to help them uncover. It's very simply, well, hey, I get it. I hear it. I recognize that you're saying you don't know. Hey, if you did know, what would a solution be? And when we start to use language like that, if you did know, what would a solution be? And it's amazing what that starts to uncover. So far, I mean, we've talked about language of communicating, and we can also use these phrases to help people unlock stuff that's already inside of them. So I encourage people to give it a try. Someone says, well, I don't know. Hey, cool. You don't know. If you did know, what would it be? And it's amazing how resourceful people can be when we use the appropriate language to draw those resources out of them.
I just kind of heard on another talk the other day about the idea around brainstorming, and the fact that if you put that person into somebody else's shoes, like if you said that and you said, well, what do you think Steve Jobs would have done? Or what do you think Elon Musk would do in this situation? Or any of those things? What do you think whoever would do? What do you think about that idea as far as opening up the language into that same question?
I think that when it's the right person, it puts them in an absolute growth mindset. Years ago when I was in sales, I used to hear that a lot. Well, you know, if this person were in your territory, what would they be producing? And that was kind of like that.
Right.
Oh, right. I think it does. It gets people thinking outside of the box, because they recognize other people may be doing things or thinking ways that they don't think.
Yeah. Like if the bottlenecks were removed here for you, what would you do? Mm-hmm. There's so many interesting ways to use language. I really appreciate our talk here today, Ray. I'd love to have another chat with you upcoming soon again. You know, our listeners loved the first one, and I'm sure they'll love this one too. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, and if there's anything that you want to add into that, go ahead. Feel free.
I appreciate that, Pete. You mentioned a little bit ago where they can find us. That's on Clubhouse every morning at 6 a.m. Eastern time. We talk a lot of language in there, right? So if this is a topic that interests people, they can join us there. Yeah. If anyone has any questions on this, my website is mycoachray.com. And I use language to help people create breakthroughs in their lives. So it's something that I'm passionate about and something I have the opportunity to use with clients. And I appreciate you asking the question.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time here again, Ray, and looking forward to seeing you again, probably tomorrow morning.
I appreciate it, Pete. Thank you.
Well, that was an awesome conversation with Ray. Think about how you can apply today's simplifying entrepreneurship topic all around the language that you use in your leadership. How can you put it into action? You know, think about the idea of key points that Ray brought up. You know, the meaning of communication is the response that we get. It's really interesting when you think about that. It doesn't matter what I say. It matters what they hear. Two different frameworks. I really liked that. The difference between visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, and how you can use your language to wrap around that, the way the other person's talking to you so that you can mirror back to them in their own way. And really enjoyed our conversation and some of the examples that Ray used as well. And think about using those with your team. Think about using them with the people around you so that you can better communicate and actually get across the points to them in their language and how they perceive it. So glad that you stayed with us here, spending the time and learning all about language. If you like the podcast, please share it with your friends, invite them to listen, and most of all, subscribe to the podcast so that you can hear future episodes. For more information on my coaching and my leadership programs, visit more.coach, that's MOHR.COACH, more.coach, or you can email me directly at pete@more.coach. And until next time, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.